Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. Today is Thursday, August the 24th, year 2017. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, we have a special guest again on tonight. He has been on before, and I'm so excited to have him come on again to bring God's word. I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. We have Pastor Andres Hopkins. He is the pastor of In His Image Worship Center. Again, he will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I'm giving you time now to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word, because we don't want you to take it lightly. We don't want you to take it for granted or think that we're making up things. We want you to read it for yourself. So as we always do, we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so awesome in all of your ways. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on today that you have allowed us to see another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come seeking and asking for forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions. I start with myself, Heavenly Father, forgive me, and I include my entire family on both sides of my family. and also Pastor Hopkins, his entire family. Forgive him and his family of all their sins and all of our sins and transgressions on tonight. And all those that are tuned in on tonight, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because you promised, Heavenly Father, that if we seek your forgiveness, you're faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on tonight. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But because of your unconditional agape love toward us, you extend your grace and mercy to us. We're just so thankful, Heavenly Father. And right now, Heavenly Father, we want to come and ask that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that may be tuned in, who may be listening by way of internet or by calling in live to listen to this broadcast on tonight, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name. It is our heart's desire and prayer, Heavenly Father, that something will be said through your word, through your man of God, through Pastor Hopkins on tonight, that they will be able to open their mouth, that they will be able to surrender their hearts and their lives to Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name on tonight. And then once they're saved, Heavenly Father, they will come to know their God purpose. And once they know their God purpose, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And while we are praying for the bereaved, Heavenly Father, we are lifting up special prayers on tonight for the families of those sailors that was aboard the USS McCain that was lost at sea on the other day. Heavenly Father, we know that you are still a comforter. And not only those families, but all those that are bereaved in the loss of loved ones on tonight, we know that you are a comforter. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love, Heavenly Father, on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. For we know that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We're standing on the promises of God tonight, Heavenly Father. We're standing by faith, knowing that all things work together for the good of them who love you, Heavenly Father, and to them who are called according to your purpose. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight, myself as well, and also Pastor Hopkins. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. We know it's not about us, but it's about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ. So we, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for allowing us to be your vessels and ambassadors and servants on tonight. So we pray that you would just move through and by your Holy Spirit on tonight, that you would have your way, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through this broadcast on tonight. For we realize it's not about us, but it's about you. It's all about Jesus Christ. We thank you for what he did on the cross for us. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe. But he paid it because he knew that we could not pay it. So we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just ask again that you would move by your Spirit, have your way on tonight. Heavenly Father, we lift up our President, Heavenly Father, to you. Also our world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, Heavenly Father. They would turn from thinking evil thoughts, Heavenly Father, toward each other and the different countries, Heavenly Father, because we know that your word is true. You already told us. You warned us in your word that these things was going to happen, that there would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be hate toward mankind. And we know that the enemy, Satan, he still comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that he has power, but his power is limited. But you have all power in your hands, Heavenly Father, even over the enemy. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you still sit high and you look low. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. Have your way on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, we all said in agreement, amen, on tonight. Well,
amen.
We have another spiritual food for thought. Thank you for those that are touching and agreeing with that prayer on tonight. Our spiritual food for thought comes to us saying on tonight, increase is not an accident. It's an association with God. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight come to us saying, increase is not an accident. It is an association with God. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, before I bring Pastor Hopkins on to bring the word on tonight, as you all know, I normally do a music break from my music selections in my computer system. But for such a time as this that we're living in now, in these last and evil days, I'm still going to do a music break. But I'm going into the other room right now, and I'm going to play a musical selection. It's an old gospel hymn of one of my favorites, Pass Me Not. Because we are living in such a time that we don't need the Lord. We're asking the Lord, please don't pass us by. We need the Lord to help us to get through this. And so I'm asking all listeners to hold on to your faith. And no matter what you hear, no matter what you see, no matter what you think, know that God is in control, and he's not going to allow anything to happen that is not in his will. So again, but sometimes we always want to blame everything on the devil or the enemy. But some things we bring on ourselves, and some things that the Lord allow to occur to get us back to him, to get our attention. And I believe that is what's going on now, because man has gotten inside himself, and some of the men and women of God, they are preaching and teaching with hidden motives and agendas, and they're scattering God's flock, and God is not pleased. So we just ask God that he just move by his spirit. So we ask the Lord on tonight that he would please do not pass us by on tonight. So for those that are listening, I pray that you would enjoy this musical selection. I'm not going to play it in its entirety, but I do want you all to get a feel of this musical selection, and I pray that it be a blessing to you, the listeners. And following this music break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to Pastor Hopkins so he can deliver God's word. Please enjoy the musical selection. Praise the Lord. I pray that someone was blessed by that musical selection on tonight. Has not, O gentle Savior. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. He never forgets his own. And so I thank God that he is still a faithful God, and he watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth, once again, Pastor Andreese Hopkins. Again, he is the pastor of In His Image Worship Center. He is about to bring forth God's word on tonight. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. Pastor Hopkins, I am now yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Good evening, everyone out here on the radio. We thank God for you that's on the internet tonight. We thank God so much for another opportunity to share with you tonight. We understand that this is God tonight, and we thank God for utilizing the man of God to give us another invitation for this moment in time to begin to speak into your life. I want to thank God for your host tonight, James Brown, and also to give a shout-out to all you that's on the show tonight. Are you a liability or asset in the kingdom of God? We're so thankful to be connected to what God is doing in the life of this talk and blog radio. We're glad to be a part of it. And we just thank God again for James Brown tonight for allowing us to be on here tonight. Listen, I hope you have your Bibles tonight. We came with a word tonight. We came to share what God has for us. And listen, I'm expecting God to do some great things tonight. I pray that your heart and mind is open to receive what God has. Anytime that God allows a man or woman of God to begin to present a word to you, your thought pattern in your mind and also your disposition is the fertile ground to receive the impartation and the seed of the word that that man or woman of God is going to deliver or going to plant. And so I pray tonight that your mind, your heart, your disposition, and your expectation is open, that God will begin to bless you tonight. Listen, I'm so excited to share this word tonight. If you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to go with us to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, we've been in the book of Exodus for a couple of weeks, and I wanted just to share something and echo something in your hearing tonight that God has been releasing to us that I think will be tremendously a great word for you tonight. And that I believe that is designed to bless you and everyone that's on the call tonight. Tonight, I want to speak for the subject before I go into the text tonight. I want to give you our subject. Our subject is something is about to break. That's what we're going to speak
Pastor
for
Hopkins,
tonight. Something
excuse
is
me, Pastor Hopkins. Pastor Hopkins, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Before you go into the word on tonight, I don't normally make this mistake. I made a big mistake on tonight. I do have an announcement that I do need to bring before you bring the word, because I always like to leave the listeners with the word of God, and I don't want to interfere with the word. So I have an important and very important announcement that I do need to make before you bring the word, and I do apologize to you, Pastor Hopkins. That was a mistake on my part. But I do have two urgent announcements that I need to make. So, listeners, please stand by. Pastor Hopkins is going to deliver the word on tonight, and I do pray that you all will forgive me for not bringing you the announcements first. But I'm like Pastor Hopkins. I got excited knowing he was coming forth to bring the word. And when I heard this topic, I know that it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ on tonight. I have two announcements that I forgot to announce, and I'd like to make them right now before we bring the word. The first announcement is urgent, strictly God's Business Ministry. Again, Strictly God's Business Ministry will host Real Christians Please Stand, Where is the Authority of Jesus? They will be presenting this at 7 p.m. on this coming Friday, August the 25th. The location of this will be taking place at Strictly Business Ministry, which is located at 21230 Maross and Chester Street in Detroit, Michigan. Again, the address is 21230 Maross at Chester Street in Detroit, Michigan. And the purpose of this service is to bring the people into the knowledge of truth and gather the leaders on one cause to make the community safe for our young people. Again, the purpose of this service is to bring the people into the knowledge of truth and gather the leaders, talking about the pastors and those that are over the children, to bring them together on one cause, and that is to make the community safe for our young people. For more information, you can call Pastor Gregory Kirby. Again, for more information, call or contact Pastor Gregory Kirby. For those of you in the Detroit, Michigan area, he can be reached at area code 586-935-7527. Once again, for more information regarding this event that will be taking place on this coming Friday, August the 25th, again, the location of the church is 21230 Maross, and that's at the corner of Chester Street in Detroit, Michigan. And the ministry is titled Strictly Business Ministry. Pastor Gregory Kirby can be reached at area code 586-935-2527. And I'm also excited to announce to you all, you know, my younger sister, the Lord has blessed her to write a gospel stage play. And we know that at the beginning, she was intentionally had set it up to be held for Mother's Day, but it was postponed. But they have a new date for it now. And the name of the play, the upcoming gospel stage play, is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And this play is to bring families and ministries back together through God's word, through this gospel play. Again, it's titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Sister Peggy James, Evangelist Peggy James, she's one of the cast members in the play, and there's a few others that I would not mention at this time, but this will be taking place on Saturday. I know it's early, but I need to get started announcing it now for those of you that are interested, so you can get the word out. It will be taking place Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. at Impact Church, which is located at 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. Again, my younger sister, the Lord has blessed her to write a gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, will be taking place at Impact Church on Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. The church is located at 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. Also, speaking of Impact Church, they invite you to their Red Carpet Sunday, which will be taking place this coming Sunday, August 27th at 11:01 a.m., where Pastor Keenan Knox is the pastor at the same location. Impact Church is located at 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. If you can attend, they invite you to their Red Carpet Sunday service, which will be taking place this coming Sunday, August the 27th at 11:01 a.m. So those are my announcements that I forgot to make, and I do apologize to Pastor Ingram on tonight and to the listeners for failing to announce those announcements at the beginning of the show. And so now I turn you back into the hands of Pastor Hopkins as he delivers God's word.
Amen. Thank you so much again. I thank God for an opportunity again to pray and preach God's word tonight and to speak into you. Listen, people of God, what I was trying to say when we got started is that this is a season that God is about to allow things that's been on pause to be released. And we've been in this text for a couple of weeks. And I've really been praying to God to give us a clear word for tonight, for the people of God tonight. And as I begin to study, the Lord told me to release this word tonight that something is about to break. I want to lift up one scripture tonight in your hearing. You're not going to be long. I'm going to do what God asked me to do, and I'll get out the way, give the time back to a dear brother here, James Brown. We thank God again for him and the invitation tonight, and for his hospitality. In Exodus chapter number 14, if you have your Bibles, go with me tonight. Exodus 14, verse number 13. Exodus 14 and 13. It says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptian who has you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Tonight, I want to lift up the scripture tonight, and I want to use, again, for the subject tonight, if you're writing, something is about to break. People of God, tonight, I want you to understand that the God that we serve is an intentional God. He's the God that begins to set order from the beginning of time. He set the world in motion. He set the world in order. He stepped into chaos and began to set order, and that and also to begin to prepare what his expectation was for the life of every believer. He's not only a God of order, but he's a God that begins to do stuff intentionally. He does not just set order. I want you to get this tonight. But he does things intentionally. You have to understand that the God that we all serve tonight, the God that allowed us to wake up this morning, the God that allowed us to have the ability to hear our alerts to get us up this morning, does everything in our life intentionally. I don't want you to think tonight that your life is just on automatic pilot. I don't want you to think that your life is just flowing on its own. I don't want you to think even tonight that you are in control of your destiny. I want you to understand that God has an intentional plan for your life. And listen, he wants it to come to pass. The Bible says over in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse number 18, he says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to bring you to an unexpected end. People of God, I want you to understand that God's plans for your life is intentional. He's a God of order. He's an intentional God. So when God begins to set things in motion, you have to begin to ask God to give you the ability to understand the details of what he's doing. And sometimes the detail may get in the way of our own consciousness and our own way of thinking, and we may begin to step into the way, and also we may begin to abort the plan of God. But I want to speak this word into your heart tonight to give you the courage to stay in the race, because something is about to break. I don't care what you're dealing with financially. I don't want you to care what you're dealing with emotionally. I don't care what you're dealing with on your job. I don't care what you're dealing with on any sphere of your life. You have to understand that God is in control. In the text, we find the children of Israel, the people of God, the chosen people of God, they find themselves in a dilemma where they begin to question the prophet of God. They begin to question him about his motives. They begin to question him about his decisions. They begin to question about his movement and his leadership. Can I tell you, people of God, tonight that when God begins to set you with a man, a woman of God, that hears from the Almighty God, that you have to be intentional, just like your God, to begin to ask God to allow you to discern and to sense where the leader is going. You never want to get in the way of your leader. You never want to get in the way of what the God of your salvation is allowing your leader to do, because your leader is leading you intentional because he serves an intentional God. The Bible says that God came and began to speak to the servant Moses. He told Moses, he said, I need you to position the people in a particular place because I have a particular plan that I want to release over their life. Sometimes we begin to think that our proximity has nothing to do with our destiny, but you have to understand that your proximity has everything to do with your full mobility and also your destiny. Hear me again tonight. Sometimes we think what we're going through, sometimes we think where we're at, sometimes we think what we're has nothing to do with our destiny. But can I tell you, people of God, tonight, I remember my mama in my early years of my life, she gave me a book that I thought was a coloring book. And I got the book, and I opened up the book, and all I seen was dots. From every page that I turned through, it was nothing but dots. And I was frustrated because I'm like, Mama, I wanted a color book, but you gave me a book of dots. But every dot had a number. Every dot was sequence, even though I didn't understand what the sequence was. She gave me the book, and I began to look at it, and I didn't understand. Some of the pages had numbers that was in sequence. Some of the pages had letters that was in sequence. And my mom came to me one day. She said, "Son, I need you to sit down." And I said, "Okay, Mama, but I know I wanted that coloring book." We went to Kresge's, and she got me a coloring. I told her I wanted a coloring book, but she got me a book with a whole lot of dots. And she said, "Son, I want you to do something for me. I want you to begin to take this crayon, and I want you to begin to start at one. I'm trying to allow you to understand the sequence of numbers." I didn't know what my mama was doing. I didn't understand what she was doing. I was frustrated because all I wanted to do was color. So she said, "Son, listen, I want you to begin to be more stronger in understanding your numbers. And so what I want you to do, I want to make sure that you can follow numbers. I want to make sure that you can follow numbers." And the page that I had, it was from 1 to 20. And I said, "Mama, I don't feel like doing." She said, "Listen, I'm going to let you color if you can just follow instructions and get with the numbers." And so I began to start at the dot that says number 1. And I took it to dot number 2. And all from number 2, I took it to 3. And from number 3, I took it to 4. And from number 4, I took it to dot 5. And when I got finished, I got all the way to dot 20. And I seen a picture of one of my favorite color book characters. And I began to laugh. And my mama began to stare at me. And she began to say, "Son, I was going to allow you to color, but I was trying to give you instructions on what I was trying to prepare you future years. I'm trying to allow you to understand the sequence of time, the sequence of numbers, because you're going to need this down the road, even though you want a color." She said to me, "Son, I was giving you what you want, but I was also giving you what you need." People of God, in the text tonight, God is giving the prophet of God a word, and he's giving the people not just what they wanted, but what they need. They didn't understand how God was setting them up to go through the sequence of time, thank you, Holy Spirit, to begin to allow them to enter into the pathway of destiny. Some of us tonight are questioning how God is moving, but you don't understand that you are in the sequence of time to your destiny. And God is trying to get you to dot 1, to dot 2, to dot 3, to dot 4, even to dot 5, all the way to dot 20, because he's trying to give you not just what you want, but what you need. People of God, God has a masterpiece. God has a plan, because he's an intentional God, and he's a God of divine order, and he's trying to lead you in the pathway of your life, but you're cursing the process. You're tired, you're frustrated, you don't want to get up, or you don't want to move, you don't want to pack your bag, or you don't want to fill out that job application, or you don't want to put the gas in the car to get ready to go on a job interview. But God is telling you tonight, I'm allowing you to understand that there is details, and I'm going to give you what you want, but I'm trying to give you what you need. The Bible says here in the text that if you look at the beginning of the chapter, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Moses, and the Lord told him, he said, "I need you to position the people by the sea." I want you to position the people by the sea, because they don't understand, Moses. Can I paraphrase? I'm setting them up to walk through something that's going to define the odds. People of God, what you're going through right now is just a part of the setup that God has allowed you to walk through that defies others, but not going to defy you. And I was in church tonight, I'll tell you, you to look at your neighbor and tell them something is about to break. You have to understand, people of God, tonight, that when God begins to give you details, when God begins to give your leader details, you have to get in the flow. I want to say that tonight, get in the flow, because you're aborting your destiny. You're holding up time. You're allowing the enemy to get ahead of what you're doing, and God is trying to lead you in secret time to get you to your destiny. The Bible says here in the text tonight, that God begins to talk to the prophet Moses. He told him, he said, "Put them by the sea. I want you to go, and I want them to camp there." He said, "I want them to be there." Verse number 2, "I need them to camp by the sea
because I'm about to do something to the very enemy that's chasing him so he can bring me glory. Can I tell you that your destiny has everything to do with God's glory? What you're going through and what you're facing is not just for you, but God is going to allow you to get out of what you're facing tonight because he's trying to bring you to a place where he's trying to bring his glory here on earth. But you have to go through a process in order that you may receive the promotion. People of God, tonight I want you to understand that God is leading you to a place that's about to begin to shift everything for your family. If you can just get into position, he's about to shift everything that you thought was not going to happen. It's about to happen if you can only get in place. He said, I want them to go where I destined them for them to go. So the Bible says that he positioned them where God told them, where he told him to position them. And God begins to work behind the scenes to get the person and the people that oppressed the chosen people to come after them. I cannot tell you, just because you saved and just because you anointed and just because you hear from God, it does not mean that the enemy is not going to be in pursuit. But can I tell you tonight that you don't have to worry about what the enemy is going to do, that God is allowing the enemy's hearts to turn towards you and to try to go after you so he can bring you to your destiny, but also ultimately give himself glory. And people of God tonight, listen, you have to understand that he begins to touch the heart of Pharaoh, and he begins to touch the heart of the Egyptian, that they will begin to be in pursuit of the people of God. And listen, people of God, Pharaoh got frustrated, they got frustrated, I got frustrated, but the Egyptians, the people of God, they begin to get frustrated because they thought that they was about to die. Can I tell you, what you think that's about to kill you is only about to promote you. Hear me, people of God, tonight. What you think is about to take you out is really trying to push you out of what you're in so you can get out of that environment, so you can get into that place that God has destined for your life. But listen, you're so caught up and comfortable with your past and with the comfortability of what you're in, and God said, I'm trying to promote you. I'm trying to shift you. Because I have a promise over your life that I have to perform. He tells the people of God tonight, get by the sea. God told me to tell you, people of God, tonight, if you're writing, write this down. God does things that are properly planned to push you into the promise of God that's on your life. He was properly positioning them because he had a plan that was going to push them to promotion. The Bible says, and we go on to the verse tonight. The Bible says here in verse number 13, it says, if you look up to verse number 12, this is where they begin to question the prophet. This is where they begin to question the movement of God. Some of you are questioning the proximity of your placement, not understand it divinely sent you there for promotion. The Bible says that they begin to question the leader, and begin to say, you could have left us in the wilderness. We could have died there. Didn't we tell you? Ain't that like some of us? We don't really believe what God is doing is a part of our destiny, so we want to go back into what's comfortable, and God is saying, all I'm trying to do is get you out. Look at your neighbor tonight. Oh, we ain't in church. If I was in church tonight, I'd say it's time to get out. Look at the verse, and I'm going to my text, and I'm done. He says here tonight, he says, and Moses said unto the people, fear not. I want to tell you tonight that your fear is in the way of your favor. And your fear is trying to paralyze you from reaching your destiny. And so, people of God, you have to understand that in this season when God begins to give a confirmation and affirmation to your destiny, you got to do one thing. You cannot fear. You cannot have anxiety. You cannot begin to say, is this really God speaking, and negotiate with the voice that you hear. You have to trust God and don't fear. And listen, not only don't fear, I need you to stop tripping. That's what Moses was telling them. He says, fear not. He says, what I need you to do, I have a formula that I'm trying to give you. He said, fear ye not, but what I need you to do, I need you to stop tripping, but I need you to get in position. He said, I want you to fear not, but I want you to stand still. People of God, some of you are in the ring trying to fight things that you ain't licensed to fight. You don't even have the weight class to fight the things you're trying to fight. And God is saying, I need you to stop trying to fight because the fight is fixed, and I'm going to fight for you. And so what I need you to do, I need you to stop fearing, stop tripping of what all is going on. I need you to stand still, because when you stand still, you about to see something. The Bible says, he told them, fear not, stop tripping, stop operating in anxiety, stop worrying. Listen, worship, don't worry. Don't live in anxiety, but live in your affirmation. The Bible says he told them to stand still. I want you to position yourself. Some of you, oh, God is about to elevate, and God is saying you're too busy. You're doing too much. You got to do what's required in the season for you to get ahead and stop doing so much of the unnecessary stuff. He says to the people of God, he says, fear not, but stand still, because you're about to see the salvation of the Lord. What he's saying to the people of God, he's saying you're about to see the Lord begin to make whole and to begin to redesign what was unsavaged. And that's how God did us when he sent the Son to the cross to save us. The word salvation means that he salvaged us. That means that he paid a ransom for us. It means that he redeemed us. He salvaged us. He brought us back. What God is trying to say, the very thing that you're in, I'm trying to get you to see the wholeness of your God. But you got to stand still long enough to allow me to reclaim your time. Thank you. I'm about to reclaim your time. I'm about to reclaim your destiny. I'm about to reclaim your future. If you only stand still, stop tripping, and stop living in anxiety, that anxiety is going to take you out. So the Lord tells the people of God, stand still, fear not, stand still. Because I want to show you something. God is trying to show you something, but you're moving. You're in the ring bouncing around and doing all type of stuff, and you're tired. And he said, no, stay in the ring, but you ain't got to fight. You ain't got to fear your opposition. You ain't got to move. And listen, all I need you to open up your eyes, because I'm about to reveal something to you. He says, this is what I'm about to reveal to you. He says, because the opposition that you're fighting, he said, if you can just stand still and don't fear, because when you stand still long enough, you can get focused. When you stop fearing, you can hear from the Father. So he says, I need you to stand still. I need you to see for today, not tomorrow, not next year, but today, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen, ye shall see them again no more. Every challenge, every trepidation in the season, everything that's been coming to take you out, the Lord told me to tell you that you ain't about to see them no more. I want to add this as a caveat to the text. But listen, this is what I was trying to get you to understand. Verse number 14, I want to read it to you. Write it down, verse number 14 of Exodus. He says, the Lord shall fight for you. The Lord that allowed you to wake up this morning. The Lord that allowed, of course, this morning, and allowed it to be hot early in the day but cold at night. The Lord that put everything in motion with his divine order, with his intentional mind. He says, the same God that created heaven and earth is about to fight for you, and this is what I'm commanding to you. If you shall hold, and ye shall hold your peace. God did not put the children of Israel by the seaside as attracted of their demise. He put them by the seaside because he was going to utilize the Red Sea to be a runway into their destiny. Can I tell you the very thing that you think that's going to oppress you, God is going to use it as a red carpet to roll you into your future. And some of us are cursing what God is positioning us by. But you have to understand that he's an intentional God, and he's a God of order. And he saw what he was going to do before you got there. Bible says he told them, don't fear, stand still, and see how God is about to deliver you. People of God, God told me to tell you tonight, your placement in this season is paramount. Don't trip about the proximity. He says your placement is paramount. He says, I'm about to give you a clarion call and a declaration, for I don't want you to cry no more. I don't want you to cry about what happened in your past. I need you, Moses, to speak to the people, and I need you to get them positioned because they're about to go forth. And God told me to tell you tonight that people of God, you're about to enter into an atmosphere where miracles are common. You're about to enter into a place of the supernatural that you should have been living in, but you doubted God for so long. So you didn't think that God was going to bring you out, but he told me to tell you tonight that something is about to break. What God did, he utilized the H2O and the sea to begin to be the passageway into the children of Israel's destiny. Why? Because he had a promise over their life. The Bible says that God gave instructions to Moses and told him what to do and positioned the people to come out what they were in. I'm telling you tonight, God told me to tell you that this word is to position you to be on the break and get into the gateway God is about to use for you to get you into what he has promised over your life. Saying this and I'm done. He told me to give you these three things. The season that you're about to walk into, that things are about to begin to break. I hear him tonight. He says, some of you are about to break into a supernatural relationship with me, that everything that you need is going to be magnified. And it's going to be, because it's going to come to you. He says you're about to enter into a season of rest, not laziness, but a season of rest where you relax and you rely on the Savior, because there's a Savior that's about to redeem you, and he's about to redeem your time. I look at your neighbor tonight and say, redeem my time. He's also about to allow you to experience a season of supernatural breakthrough. But he's also about to allow you to break into your future. And God told me to tell you, he's about to do it all at one time. People of God, I want to pray tonight and I'm done. Father, bless these your people tonight. We hear your clarion call that something is about to break. Something is about to break for the men of God and the women of God that's on the call tonight. Some of them are in ministry and asking you to open up the door that they won't have to struggle, and that they will not have to just live from month to month. I declare tonight that the winds of God is blowing and is going to begin to blow everything that will come to hold them back and begin to open up the floodgate and the gateway for them to get into the atmosphere of miracles. I pray tonight even for the person that's struggling in business, for the person that's struggling and moving out what's comfortable into what's promised. I pray tonight that you'll bless them to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight. God, we receive your word tonight, and we pray that your people are expecting the supernatural in this season. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Brother Brown. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord on tonight. That is something to think about. Something is about to break. That's a good word tonight, Pastor Hopkins. That's a word for me. And when I saw that text, I had to call my younger sister because she was about to give up on her play. Even though she got despondent, because things weren't working out when she planned on having it for Mother's Day. But I told her, don't give up, because God gave you that play for a reason. It's going to bring families and ministries and communities back together. So you don't throw in the towel. You continue to move forward. So now he has opened her eyes spiritually, and he put her right in the right place with the right people so that the play can go forth. So I had to let her know through your message on tonight, even before you brought it, I shared it with her that you was going to bring the word on tonight. Your message title is Something is About to Break. And this was not only for my younger sister regarding her upcoming gospel stage play, but like you said, this is for someone that is listening on tonight. Don't throw in the towel, no matter how it looks. Don't give in. Hold on to your faith. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because something is about to break on your behalf, and God is going to be glorified through it if you don't give up, if you don't throw in the towel. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to give up. He wants you to give in so that you won't give God no glory, because you know that when God does something, he's going to see it through to the end. So that's what he wants you to do, so that he will be glorified through what he has purposed for your life in this such a time as this. So we thank you, Pastor Hopkins, for that awesome, powerful, anointed word. We need a word on tonight for such a time as this. We need to hear more sermons like this. And we just thank God for you, Pastor Hopkins. And I do want you to know that this is not going to be your last time. As soon as I'm available to have you on again, Lord be willing, I will have you scheduled to come back on again to deliver another word. But I want you to know at this time, I appreciate you. I thank God for you, your family, your ministry. And know this is for you, Pastor Hopkins. Know that the best is still yet to come for you. As long as you continue to stand on God's word, continue to preach and declare and preach the unadulterated word of God. Continue to preach and teach on about sin. And that's something else that some pastors don't want to teach and preach about. They don't want to talk about sin no more because people have itching ears. But God is not pleased with that. And he's going to hold those pastors accountable that are pleasing the people and not pleasing God through the word. So we thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Hopkins. This word was for the listeners. It was for me, too. I thank God for this word on tonight. So we thank God for you on tonight. And Pastor Hopkins, right at this time, I'm going to open the opportunity for you to share with the listeners, for in case of some church or anyone would like to, for you to come and speak at their church or an engagement, how can the listeners get in touch with you? And then following that, you can give any shout-outs that you would like to give.
People of God, thank you so much again, Brother Brown. I want to thank you so much for this opportunity and for allowing God to allow our gifts to be utilized in the earth. This is something that I don't take lightly. It's an honor for me to serve in any capacity, so I'm so thankful tonight for being able to share with your listeners tonight, and thank you for trusting me with your listeners tonight. If anyone want to get in contact with me, you can reach me. Let me give you my email address. You can reach me at Pastor, that's PastorAlh1 at gmail.com. If you want me to come and speak or do anything like that, reach me via email. My staff will get the email. They will see it all, and they will make sure that I get what's needed to respond to you, or someone will respond in a timely manner. Our church is In His Image Worship Center. We're located here in the city of Detroit, right there at 18100 Myers Road at the corner of Curtis, right inside of the Northwest Activity Center. We have worship. Our Tuesday night worship is a high time of worship every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. That's the only time that we worship. We have leadership training and development on Sunday, where we're preparing leaders from 11 to 12:30. But our worship time and our time to give God all the glory and honor is every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in our Tuesday night worship.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is anybody ready to give a shout out to before we run out of time?
I just want to give a shout-out to God tonight for being on my side, allowing me to be here with you. I want to give you a shout-out. Thank you so much for you allowing us to be here tonight. And for all the listeners tonight, thank you so much. Give a shout-out to my church, In His Image Worship Center, and all the people that are supporting us and that's on the call tonight that love us. We love you back. God bless you.
Amen. I'm like you, Pastor Hopkins. I love what God is doing through me, and I'm not bragging or boasting, but I can brag in the Holy Ghost, and I have holy boldness. because he said our gifts will make room for us. And when he blesses us, and I thank God for this worldwide platform that he has blessed me with, and just as I was saying to the listeners a couple of weeks ago, I have just celebrated my fourth year anniversary as a radio host and my first year as an executive director, and I am so grateful. I don't take this lightly because it's not of my doing, and it's not about me. And I thank God that once he gave it to me, he opened the door for me, and I know it's not about me, and then I can turn around and I can share it with others such as yourself. And so that's why I'm listening, that I let all listeners know to pass the word on to your family members and co-workers and even your church members, even your neighbors, even your enemies. Let them know about this ministry, because this is a ministry, and I thank God for it, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. We come forth every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m., and people are being saved through the word on through this ministry, through this broadcast, through this platform. People are coming back to God, those that were saved and have gone astray, and for some reason they have gone astray and left God out and got out of the relationship and fellowship with God. He's drawing people back to him through this platform. And also this platform is to build up and strengthen the body and edify the body of Christ, those that are saved in Jesus' name, who are being doers of his word without hidden motives and agendas. So I thank God for what he's doing through me. And every gift that he has blessed and anointed me with, I'm like you, Pastor Hopkins. I don't take it lightly. I am so grateful that the Lord chose to use me, because that's what we are. We are servants, we are ambassadors, and we are vessels for God and his kingdom. So we thank God for you, Pastor Hopkins, on tonight, for again, for bringing that powerful word. Something is about to break. And for the listeners, I hope you was blessed by the word on tonight. I know that I was, and I'm going to continue to share this word with others. And that's what it's all about, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord tells us. He compels us. We're compelled. If you're saved in Jesus' name without hidden motives and agendas, you are compelled to go out into the hedges and the highways and to preach the gospel, spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved, because it's God's desire that no soul be lost. And that's my desire on tonight. And I know that that's Pastor Hopkins' desire, that no soul will be lost. So it's our job, it's our purpose and gift that God has placed in us to be the vessel that he called us to be the lights, that people can see Jesus Christ in us, that they will be drawn to Jesus Christ and be saved. So we thank you for bringing that awesome, powerful word on tonight. Again, Pastor Hopkins, and again, this is not your last time on this platform. As soon as I'm available and able to get you back on again, I will be contacting you so you can come forth and bring another powerful word to the listeners as well as myself. And we thank God for you. Right now, we get ready to close out tonight's program. Again, I'm asking listeners to please pass the word that we are on every Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. with the word of God through different men and women who have been anointed and appointed by God. They didn't just wake up and said they was called and they just appointed and called themselves. But these men and women of God that come forth on this platform, they are truly anointed and appointed by God to bring his word for such a time as this, and that God will be glorified through it. So I pray that all listeners were blessed by the word on tonight. Well, until the next time, know that God loves you and I love you too. But we're going to go out in prayer as we always do. And I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your man of God who you used on tonight, Pastor Hopkins. Heavenly Father, we thank you for him. We thank you for his family and through his ministry that you have blessed him with. And, oh God, we just pray for the listeners and all those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that a word was said on tonight that would draw souls to Jesus Christ, and those that have gone astray and walked away from you, Heavenly Father, that this word will draw them back to you, and that those that are saved, that they would be built up and strengthened and edified and built up through the word on tonight, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So continue to have your way in our lives, Heavenly Father, that everywhere we go, we don't have to boast and brag, but that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified, is our prayer. Continue to bless your people as only you can. And we, again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot fail, you cannot change, you cannot lie. Thank you that you're not like man. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor, because through it all, no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God that were touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, again, on tonight, know
Amen.
That God loves you. I love you, too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, we're going to continue to give God praise. Good night.
Give you praise.
I give you praise.